every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back. You know, last time we said some extremely important things about, in relation to hearing from God, about the fact that, you know, sometimes when you hear from God, it'll look like you didn't. We gave the illustration of two tragedies that happened. If you didn't hear that, please go to KurtOwen.com, because there's many, many times, and I'd never thought about it before, honestly, until I heard those two stories, because there's times I've done what I thought God asked me to do, and it looked like nothing happened. And, I mean, again, I'll go back to the illustration, and you're going to have to go back to get it in context, but the woman that was in McDonald's, right? The two brothers were the one brother, the Lord told her, go up and talk to him. She didn't, and 15 minutes later, one of the brothers was dead because a vehicle had jackknifed and killed him on a motorcycle. But if she'd have walked up to him and talked to him, she really wouldn't know. She would have been, I mean, it might have been a weird conversation, because really, if she just held him for a minute, hi, how you guys doing? Where are you guys from? And then you like, I don't know what else to say. Just that would have kept them away from that intersection or wherever it was when that truck jackknifed. See, sometimes, and we talked about how God sees out ahead. That is so important to realize that God is the God of provision. He sees out ahead, right? And why do we need to have it explained to us? I'll give you another illustration. This happened to a preacher that he was driving up a mountain, and he had to get somewhere for a meeting. And the Lord said to him, now this was the inward voice, and he said, hey, you need to pull over. And the preacher said, well, I don't have time right now, Lord. You need to pull over. I don't have time right now. And this went on for, I don't know, 5-7 minutes. And then I think what happened is finally the Lord said, he said it almost sounded audible. The Lord said, pull over now. And he just out of instinct jerked the wheel over. Well, just as he did, a semi came down on the opposite side of the road. And if he'd have been in his lane, it would have hit him and knocked him off the side. Well, and then the Lord said to him, he says, next time, obey me the first time, because there might not be time next time. And you know what's the shame of it is if that pastor had been hit by that truck, there'd have been people there that says, well, you know, it must be the will of God. God just took him home, or some other dumb thing. And it wouldn't have been God at all. It would have been that nobody would have known that pastor was disobedient to the Lord. You know, it's so often when there's tragedies that God was trying to warn people and they either ignored him or didn't recognize it was him. And this also ties in right now with this. And so this is important that we get a hold of, okay? When you sit there and you're arguing with God, you're demonstrating that you do not trust him nor believe that he has your best interest at heart. You're fighting with him. Well, why don't you believe him? Why do you think you want better for him? You want better for yourself than he wants for you. Why do you think that? Why are we arguing? People say, well, I just want to understand. There might not be time to understand. There's times that my wife, when we've been in a foreign country, I'd say, get out of the way. And there wasn't time for me to say, now let me explain. I saw this car coming. But because she trusts me, she does it. Same thing when she tells me to do something like that. Why are we being mulish? If he loves us, does he have to explain it to us? Can't we just trust that he has our best interest at heart? The other thing is, and this happened to another woman, she called in a prayer line, and she's very upset. Now, this is a word woman. She knew the word. And so she got mugged, okay? And so she's talking about it to the prayer counselor. And the prayer counselor says, and she said, well, that getting mugged is not really what upsets me. She said, what really upsets me is this morning I prayed the 91st Psalm, and look, I still got mugged. And when you hear that, at first it sounds like, well, she prayed and nothing happened. Okay. Well, as the prayer counselor began to keep asking questions, well, did you need to go down there? No. Well, and again, we're talking here in Colossians 3 and verse 15, let the peace of God or act as an umpire in your hearts, right? He said, well, did you have peace about going? No, something kind of bothered me. I don't know what I could put my finger on it, but I was kind of bothered. But I just prayed the 91st Psalm, and I just went. Okay, well, God was trying to fulfill the 91st Psalm in the woman's life, but she overrode it. You understand you can't quote the word to the Lord when he's warning you not to do something. You can't claim protection when he says, like, you know, if he says, don't go through that door, and you say, well, I'm just going to claim the 91st Psalm after he told you not to do it. You can't say that it's God's fault. It's your fault. He was actually trying to perform his word. And honestly, there are so many things in the body of Christ and in the word of God that in order for you to receive them, you're going to have to let the Lord speak to you. You're going to have to be listening for him to lead you. And if you're not, there's a lot of promises that are going to go unfulfilled in your life. And how dare you blame God because you refuse to listen? I mean, and listen, this is true of me. How dare I ever blame God if I'm refusing to hear him? But you've got to be checking this peace about everything. And when there's no peace there about it, don't just sit there and say, well, you all just be in agreement with me, nothing's going to happen. No. And listen, let the argument end when there's no peace. Yeah, but I don't know why he would have me do that. Do you need to? What makes you so smart? Why are you so prideful that you think everything, you have to understand everything in the presence of God who's completely in love with you and sees out ahead? If you have no peace about it, quit arguing with it. Just let that be the end of it. You know, and listen, that's a lesson I learned the hard way, and I don't want you to learn that way. Because again, I used to hear the inward voice more than I do. And I would get deceived. One time I thought the Lord told me I needed to move to Tennessee. I didn't. And because, you know, eventually I just realized this wasn't right. And I've learned, no matter, even if I were to see an angel and the angel were to say something to me, I'm going to check my peace. I'm going to check the word first. And if there's not anything in black or white, red and white that contradicts it, I'm going to check my peace. I'm going to let the peace of God rule as an umpire in my heart. But we got to quit arguing with God. We can't, well, I don't understand why I wouldn't have peace about it. You know, the same is true on the other side, though. You got peace about something, and you're like, I don't know why God would ask me to do that, but I think this is what I'm supposed to do. That's the only thing I have peace about. The umpire has ruled that safe, but I don't necessarily understand that. So, if you got peace about it, go for it. You remember, you've got that protection that we saw with Abimelech. If you don't have peace about it, don't make him have to explain everything. Where is your faith in him? Now, as you go along, can you show me? I've said, hey, Lord, can you show me about that? Can you show me what was going on with it? But sometimes, you know, going back to the illustration of, like we talked about with the woman with the pastor, what about the guy in the car or whatever? You know, if he'd have pulled off the road when God first told him to, he wouldn't have been on that side of the road, but on the other side, he wouldn't have necessarily seen what God was delivering him from. You know, we got to get to the place we actually trust the Lord and that we're looking for this peace. Yeah, but I don't think I'd like to do that. He knows you better than you do. Why don't you listen to Him? Let the peace of God settle with finality the issues that arise in your mind. Your mind is not the thing that is supposed to settle with finality. Now, I'm not saying God won't use your mind. I'm not saying that God won't speak to your soul. I believe that God will help you with those things. But I'm telling you, you need to quit arguing with God because it doesn't make sense to you. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of stuff that, if you think about it, if it was explained to you and you didn't have more knowledge than you had today, wouldn't make sense. There's a lot of things that, you know, I mean, even plumbers do, electricians do, that don't make sense to me. But that makes sense to them because they have a higher level of knowledge than I do. They're smarter than I am in that area. And so, well, this is the way you got to do it. Well, that doesn't make sense. Well, eventually it does if you continue on. Can't we give God the benefit of belief? Now, somebody just said, well, don't you mean benefit of the doubt? No, there is no benefit to doubt. And besides, that's a wrong statement, really. Because if I'm saying that I don't know whether to believe you or not, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. No, you're not actually, you're giving me the benefit of the belief. You're giving me the benefit that you believe me, that you trust me. You know, our partners do a lot to make it possible to make this radio station happen. Partners, thank you so much for that. Because my partners and I believe these things are important. But more importantly, God thinks it's important because He wants you to have the best life that you've ever known. But you have to begin to trust Him and quit arguing when you don't have peace about something or you do have peace about something. If there's no peace, that's the end of it. If there's peace, whether it makes sense to you or not, do it. Do it. If you hear an inward voice and you don't have peace about the voice, don't do it. If you see an angel and there's no peace, don't do it. If a prophet tells you something and you have no peace, you don't do it. If let the peace of God settle with finality. If you hear an audible voice and you don't have peace about it in your heart, don't do it. But if you want this, you're going to have to look on the inside to where He's bearing witness in your spirit. Quit trying to get Him to do it to your flesh. Quit trying to get Him to show you something. And by the way, and we'll go along as this goes along, this peace isn't a feeling per se. Because you can feel good about something that you don't have peace about. And maybe we'll get into that as we go along. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for these important announcements.
The Bible is clear that in order to receive, we must give. God gave His Son and received the whole church. In the 6th chapter of Luke, He clearly says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, men shall give unto your bosom." Although the idea of giving should never put us in bondage, but rather God clearly tells us in 2 Corinthians 9:7 that every man should give according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Meditate on that. Receive this as your own. God loves a cheerful giver. We are excited to invite you to plant your offering into the good ground of Kurt Owen Ministries. Simply go to KurtOwen.com and scroll down to the Become a Partner page. Your one-time gift or your pledge for continuous giving will put you in a position to receive all of the benefits of the work that Kurt Owen Ministry is doing around the world and right here at home. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1980.